In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Corrine Frances Risen Jones, age 76, of Louisville, died Thursday. Survivors include her husband, Jalen Jones, one son, one daughter, one brother, seven grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Corrine Frances Risen Jones will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Owen Funeral Home in Louisville. Graveside committal services will be held at the Holly Grove Cemetery in Greene County. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Jonathan Darrell Pierce, age 21, of Orlando, Florida, formerly of Campbellsville, died Monday in Florida. He is survived by his parents, Darrell and Lindy Pierce of Campbellsville, grandparents Edna Pierce of Campbellsville, his twin brother, two other brothers, and two sisters. A memorial service for Jonathan Darrell Pierce will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southside Christian Church in Campbellsville. Mrs. Becky Martin Barry Underwood, age 75, of Louisville, formerly of Greene County, died Saturday in Louisville. Survivors include three daughters of Pikeville and Louisville, one brother of Shelbyville, three sisters, including locally by Betty Hall of Campbellsville, six step-grandchildren, seven step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Becky Martin Barry Underwood will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greensburg Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 11 o'clock this morning at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home. Memorials are suggested to the American Legion Rodlow Post No. 124. Mrs. Rita Viola Godey Mullins, age 76, of Newcastle, a native of Marion County, died Sunday in Louisville. She is survived by two daughters, including locally by Rita Fay and Elmer George of Lebanon, three sons of LaGrange and Michigan, one brother of Louisville, three sisters of Louisville and Texas, 13 grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Rita Viola Godey Mullins will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon, with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Riley James York, the stillborn infant son of Chrisley Danielle York of Campbellsville, was stillborn Saturday at Taylor Regional Hospital. In addition to his mother, he is survived by his grandparents, Doug and Judy Hunt, and Gary and Shannon York of Campbellsville, great-grandparents Helen Schaffner, Jesse Hunt, and Margaret Hunt, all of Campbellsville, one sister Kirsten Thomas of Campbellsville. Graveside services for Riley James York will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Maple Hill Cemetery, with burial to follow. There will be no visitation. The Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Sherry Rooker, age 52, of Campbellsville, died Monday in Lexington after an illness. She is survived by her husband, Gary Rooker, one son and daughter-in-law, Adam and Dana Rooker of Campbellsville, two grandchildren, one brother and three sisters, Jimmy Eubank and Betty Hudgens of Campbellsville, Shirley Clark of Russell Springs. Graveside services for Sherry Rooker will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. There will be no visitation. The Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Henry Everett Wimsett, age 73, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Saturday in Ohio. Funeral Mass for Henry Everett Wimsett will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Manton, with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the funeral home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.